I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1053, After God's Heart. You have to be impressed with the honesty of the Bible. The pages of the inspired text don't sugarcoat the sins of the quote-unquote heroes of the faith. They lay them out there for all to see. I think it's a mistake to make these fellow fallible humans the heroes of our Sunday school classes. I think it gives them role models to emulate, but it also covers over the egregious sins they all had. Instead, I believe it's better and more proper to make God the hero of every story in dealing with us complicated creatures of His. It's important to remember, even the greatest of people are just people, humans in need. The point then for us is our focus and our faith, our allegiance and our heart. Here's one easy example. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God and to love others. And yes, we do love, but imperfectly, because we sin. You could pick Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Solomon, and many others. But what about David? He committed adultery with his neighbor's wife. He was a lazy leader and not going out to battle. He commanded his men to murder a loyal soldier of his after his first attempt to cover up instead of confess his sin didn't work. He wasn't a very good dad. His dysfunctional family led to civil war with his own son. But on the other hand, David was a talented musician, a loving son, a faithful friend, a devoted follower of Yahweh, who wanted to build Yahweh a temple. He was a writer of sacred scripture and a successful king of Israel. He was an obedient king for the most part, and all subsequent kings were then measured by him. When David sinned, he always repented and returned to God. In fact, David personally acknowledged his sin, saying in Psalm 38, "My iniquities are gone over my head. As a heavy burden, they weigh too much for me." He completely committed himself to the will of God. And as God's beloved, which is the meaning of David's name, by the way, God used him to perform mighty acts for the sake of Israel. Scripture says David could boast that he stood, quote-unquote, blameless before God. Of course, that's more about God's grace than David's goodness. The Bible describes David as a man after God's own heart in 1 Samuel 13:14 and Acts 13:22. That's a huge compliment, but what does it mean? Stephen Cook wrote, "It doesn't seem fair that David could commit heinous sins such as murder, adultery, polygamy, and still be called a man after God's own heart, as well as being the standard of a good king to all subsequent kings in Israel. I think there's an answer to this, and it's found in two words: grace and humility. Grace on God's part, humility on David's part. There's a pattern in David's life. When God charged David with acting contrary to his will, David accepted it and humbled himself before the Lord, accepting whatever came to him, preferring forgiveness alone, but accepting punishment also if that's what the Lord decided. David knew that grace is a chief characteristic of God. David could say in Psalm 103, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and He will not always strive with us, nor will He keep His anger forever." Friends, we are all seriously flawed and deeply complicated people, but we can, like David, be people after God's own heart. Here's the question. Honestly, what is your heart after? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the honesty of your word. We, like David, mess up, and thank you for your grace, and help us to respond with humility and gratefulness to your goodness, even in our mess. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1054, and in the meantime, again from Dr. Cook, David was not perfect, and neither are we. But we too can be described as a person after God's own heart, if we walk daily with Him, prioritize His commands in our lives, and humbly accept His correction when He gives it. To be a person after God's heart meant that David was primarily disposed to seek God's will rather than his own. To be a person after God's own heart is to love what he loves, to walk with him in the same direction where he's going, to be sensitive to what pleases him, and to obey his commands. David had that kind of heart. He said in Psalm 40, "I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. And make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it." Podcast family, we're not perfect, but we are forgiven. And by His grace and with our humility, we too can be people after God's own heart.